Hi, this is a dictation for Tasha Graham, T-A-S-H-A-G-R-A-H-A-M. Date of birth is 5/11/80. Date of accident is 5/9/2023. Date of service 11/7/2023. The patient is here for follow-up evaluation subsequent to an accident that occurred to her on May 9th, 2023, where she was a restaurant driver. She was hit on a front head-on collision on the right side, leading to headaches with the symptoms of loss of memory, lack of focus, lack of concentration, forgetfulness, and the pain syndromes, which involved pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back with radiation to the left buttock, both knees, right hip, and right shoulder. These pains have continued. Currently, the pain level is around 7 with 50% improvement. ADLs are affected 8. The pains are associated with occasional numbness and tingling, shooting pain to the right arm all the way to the wrist, pain in both the knees, and pain in the neck, mid-back, and lower back. They're all continuously present. Some radiation to the right buttock is reported by the patient, and the patient is now tired of all, and she wants to go for surgery, although she already had a L5-S1 surgery with lumpectomy, and a sacroiliac joint surgery also has been done. Patient was advised that repeat surgery could be complicated, and she wants to, she's inquiring about rhizotomy, but we have not even done a MB block or facet joint injections. That will be attempted now so that we can have a diagnostic criteria before heading to rhizotomy. Anyway, the patient, please review the chart for the ADLs, for the system review, for additional history, substance abuse, as well as compliance history. The blood pressure is 133/62, pulse is 69, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit, which is on October 7, 2023, dictation number 1008-041. Along with diagnosis plan, most of her pains are on the right side, and we are attempting to heal her up. We have done one epidural on 10/27/2023, and it cured her pain completely. We've done 6 epidural injections so far, and we have done 3 sacroiliac joint injections. But her facet joints are also involved, and we are going to try L3-4, L4-5 facet joint and MB block on the right side on tomorrow. She's now continuing physical therapy, counseling, a social worker, neurology. She's even trying photobiomodulation device. Massage chair has been ordered for her. She's also continuing medication, which are Namenda 10 milligram at night for her memory, Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Elavil 50 milligram at night for sleep and GAD disorder, Zoloft 50 milligram twice a day for pain. Narco 10 over 325 over 12 hour 30 days are provided, 60 tablets for pain relief. Gabapentin 600 milligram 3 times a day, 90 tablets are provided for pain relief. Gabapentin is for brain trauma as well as radiculopathy. Antiword 25 milligram, 100 tablets for dizziness and vertigo. Her maps and labs have been reviewed, and patient is otherwise continuing on all the medications, and she is otherwise stable. Thank you. She'll be referred to a surgeon after tomorrow if there is improvement. There is a positive finding in the MRI that have been discussed with the patient for cervical and lumbar. She has a significant improvement in the cervical pain, but the lumbar pain is the one which is complicated, along with shoulder issues. Complex tear in the right shoulder. It may require a surgery, and so we will be referring her to an orthopedic surgeon as well as a spine surgeon. Thank you.